from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It was Sunday morning, and the death of Jesus had fully set in on the women who were heading to the tomb. They bought spices and brought them to the tomb to anoint Jesus' dead body. Their heads were hung low. They were in mourning. Jesus, whom they loved, was dead. Jesus, who was going to save them, was gone. The hope they once had was now a memory buried with Jesus in the tomb. They saw him die on the cross. They saw the tomb where they laid his body. But when they reached the tomb, they noticed something had happened. The tomb was open. The large stone had been rolled back. So they entered the tomb. And as they entered, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting where Jesus had been laid. Where was Jesus? What in the world was going on here? A flood of emotions must have entered the women's hearts and minds. Fear being one of those emotions. The women who visited the empty tomb of Jesus were afraid. What did this all mean? They had never and would never experience anything like this before or ever again. They were seized by the fear that they felt. They said nothing to anyone. They simply left the tomb in fear. The words of the young man fell silent in their ears. He told them not to be alarmed, but that was easier said than done. He gives them all the information that they need. But fear had gripped them. Fear caused the words to grow cold. They were lost in their own minds and hearts. After all, they had just witnessed the crucifixion and death of their beloved Savior. If it wasn't bad enough for them to see Jesus being crucified on the cross, now when they go to the place where he was laid to rest, he's not there. Fear, doubt, and anxiety now replace the comfort that they once felt. This isn't hard for us to imagine. We've experienced fear in our lives as well. You know what fear does to your heart and your mind. It overtakes you. It consumes you. Fear, doubt, and anxiety take your full attention. If you don't believe me, think about your life if you were to lose your job. Your only source of income. What does the fear of unemployment do to you? You become totally consumed by it. What if your loved one is diagnosed with a terrible illness? What does the fear of losing a loved one do to you? Think about any situation where you fear the outcome. Think about the fear you have looking to the future. Fear is all around us. It affects us. What happens when you're afraid? You might scream. You might clench up. Your senses go into overdrive as you try to figure out the direction of the next attack. Where should you look next? What should you do next? It totally consumes you. It makes it impossible to think about anything else. You're miles from the thought of being comfortable or relaxed. Fear, doubt, and anxiety entered the world the minute Adam and Eve ate that fruit. They didn't believe what God said to them anymore. They hid themselves out of fear. What is God the Father going to say to us? What is he going to do to us when he finds us? Fear. Doubt and anxiety over the unknown is unbearable. We run all sorts of possible scenarios through our heads in times of anxiety. Maybe this will happen. or this, or this, or this, over and over again on an endless loop. Our sinfulness gets the best of us again. You see how far we get from the matter at hand. We must not forget about the words of the young man in our gospel reading today. Take a deep breath, pause, and exhale. The young man said to the woman, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Fear might try to consume us, but the resurrection of Jesus is stronger. It's easy for us to get caught up in the fear of the women who visited Jesus' tomb. It seems to overtake the gospel reading. But at the heart of the reading is the true gospel message. Jesus has risen. Fear, doubt, and anxiety are strong emotions, but the joy of the resurrection is stronger. We weren't there with the women. We can only imagine what they must have felt that day. But we who are now alive, long after these events took place, live in the joy of the resurrection. The entire gospel reading can be boiled down to three simple yet astonishing words. He has risen. What does that mean for our life? It would be easy for us to say that the resurrection of Jesus only does something for us after we die, but that's not the truth. The resurrection of Jesus doesn't just secure a future that we don't yet know. It also has an effect on us now. Think about it for a moment. The women were afraid because the body of Jesus was gone. That was a very real earthly experience for them. His resurrection was a very real earthly experience as well. The women who were afraid did see Jesus. He appeared to them just as the young man had said. "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." He calmed their fears, doubts, and anxieties. He was there for them. He restored their hope in salvation once he appeared to them. The women who went to the tomb were grieved by the death of Jesus. Their hope rested on Jesus being alive and well. He was gone for good. But that wasn't true. He was alive and well. The fear that they felt, the sin, the doubting that caused the true word of God to fall silent, even though the young man told them that Jesus was alive, fear caused them to block all that out. But once Jesus appeared to them, those words could no longer be held silent. He has risen. And even though fear, doubt, and anxiety might try to grip us in this life, even though the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh might try to silence the word of God, it cannot be contained. It cannot be held silent. In this life, you might have fears, you might have doubts, you might have anxieties because of what's happening around you. But even in the midst of all those emotions, the resurrection of Jesus secures your future so that right now in this life, even now as you're going through those those terrible things, you rest secure in Jesus Christ our Lord. The resurrection of Jesus doesn't just secure your future, it secures your life now. Because we know the end of the story. God has told us we are going to be taken care of forever. From this moment on and forevermore. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, fear, doubt, and anxiety might try to take your full attention, just like it did with the women at the tomb. But those emotions cannot overtake the joy that we have in the fact that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave up his life for us on the cross, is now alive. Those women see Jesus standing there, alive and well. The only emotion that they feel is joy. Overwhelming joy. Because the resurrection of Jesus drives out all our fears. Christ has risen.
He has risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Now may the peace of God, who surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.